Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Unconventional Strategist: Building, Keeping, and Thriving in Your Career by Jay Nakagawa. Is a business and career strategy guide positioned for professionals who want to move beyond conventional planning language and develop sharper strategic judgment. NCAST, all anime. Available public descriptions present the book as practical, experience-driven, and especially concerned with the gap between real strategy and strategic theater. Rather than promising a universal formula, it emphasizes clearer thinking, anticipation of competitive change, and the disciplined use of insight when resources are limited. Nakagawa writes from the perspective of a practitioner associated with competitive intelligence, sales, marketing, product, and leadership environments, which shapes the book toward application rather than academic theory. Its purpose is not only to help organizations compete more intelligently, but also to help individuals build, protect, and extend their careers by thinking strategically about their own roles, choices, and value in changing business conditions. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, replacing strategic theater with clear strategic judgment. A central theme of The Unconventional Strategist is the distinction between genuine strategy and the appearance of strategy. The book is described as cutting through buzzwords and standard frameworks, which suggests a critique of organizational habits that produce plans, slides, and terminology without improving decisions. In this view, strategy is not valuable because it sounds sophisticated. It is valuable because it clarifies trade-offs, identifies what matters, and guides action under uncertainty. This emphasis is important for leaders because many workplaces reward the performance of strategic language while leaving basic questions unresolved: what problem is being solved, what change is being anticipated, what advantage is being built, and what choices must be rejected. Nakagawa's positioning encourages readers to treat strategy as a practical discipline of judgment rather than a ritual. The point is not that frameworks are useless, but that frameworks can become substitutes for thinking if they are applied mechanically. The book therefore stands in a pragmatic tradition. It asks readers to test strategic activity by whether it improves awareness, decision quality, and competitive response. Secondly, using competitive intelligence to outthink better-funded rivals. The book's reported premise that competitors cannot always be outspent, but can be outsmarted places competitive intelligence near the center of its argument. This idea is especially relevant for professionals and organizations that face resource disadvantages, whether in budget, headcount, market position, or executive visibility. Competitive intelligence, in this context, is not merely the collection of market facts. It is the interpretation of signals in a way that changes what a leader notices and how a team acts. The practical reasoning is straightforward: when resources are limited, errors become expensive, and better insight can reduce wasted effort. A competitor with more money may still misread customer needs, react slowly to shifts, or rely on assumptions that no longer fit the market. Strategic intelligence helps identify those openings. Nakagawa's professional association with competitive intelligence gives the book a grounded orientation toward observation, pattern recognition, and action. The career implication is also clear: individuals who can convert information into useful insight become more valuable because they help teams make better decisions before pressure becomes obvious. Thirdly, anticipating change before it becomes an urgent threat. Another important topic is anticipation. The available descriptions emphasize helping leaders anticipate change, which distinguishes the book from career advice focused only on personal branding or short-term advancement. In strategic work, anticipation means recognizing that markets, roles, technologies, competitors, and customer expectations are always in motion. Waiting until change is obvious often leaves only reactive options, and reactive options usually cost more. A professional who notices emerging shifts early can adapt skills, reposition contributions, and influence planning before a crisis defines the available choices. For organizations, anticipation can mean relocating attention before a competitor's move becomes unavoidable. The book appears to frame this as a habit of disciplined awareness rather than prophecy. Readers are not being asked to predict the future with certainty. They are being asked to notice weak signals, question assumptions, and prepare for plausible changes. This is a realistic form of strategy because it recognizes uncertainty while still demanding active preparation. Fourthly, managing a career as a strategic asset rather than a sequence of jobs. The subtitle, Building, Keeping, and Thriving in Your Career, signals that the book applies strategic principles to individual career development. This gives it a dual-focus strategy, is not only something executives do for companies, but also something professionals can practice in managing their own relevance. Building a career requires identifying where one's skills create value, Keeping a career requires adapting before established strengths lose usefulness. Thriving requires finding ways to contribute beyond assigned tasks. The reasoning aligns with the book's broader emphasis on clear thinking. A career can drift when decisions are made only in response to immediate pressures, such as promotions, reorganizations, or market disruptions. A strategic career approach asks different questions: where is demand moving? Which capabilities are becoming more important? What relationships and evidence of impact matter? And how can a person become useful in future conditions rather than only current ones? This makes the book relevant for mid-career professionals and leaders who need to protect employability in environments shaped by constant competitive and organizational change. Lastly, a practitioner-centered alternative to formula-driven strategy books, The Unconventional Strategist appears to differentiate itself through a no-nonsense, practitioner-centered approach. Many strategy books are built around named models, consulting diagrams, or broad leadership principles. Those tools can be useful, but they may also create distance between theory and the messy conditions under which decisions are actually made. Nakagawa's book is positioned as experience-driven, meaning its value likely comes from practical orientation rather than an exhaustive academic system. This matters because leaders often need guidance that can be applied in imperfect environments where information is incomplete, authority is distributed, and competitors are changing. The limitation of such an approach is that readers looking for a fully formal methodology may find less structure than in framework-heavy books. However, that limitation is also part of its appeal. The book seems designed for readers who already encounter strategic language at work and want to make it more useful. Its contribution is to restore attention to judgment, insight, and action, rather than treating strategy as a template to be filled in. In conclusion, The Unconventional Strategist is best suited for professionals, managers, team leaders, and competitive intelligence practitioners who want a practical way to think about strategy without relying too heavily on fashionable terminology. It should be especially useful for readers who work in competitive markets, resource-constrained teams, or career environments where adaptability and judgment matter more than formal authority. The intellectual benefit is a clearer distinction between real strategic thinking and the performance of strategy. The practical benefit is the encouragement to observe competitors, anticipate change, question assumptions, and manage one's career as an evolving strategic asset. Compared with many books in the business strategy category, its differentiator is not a famous proprietary framework or a sweeping theory of markets. Its realistic positioning is more direct. It treats strategy as a discipline of useful thinking that must translate into action. That makes it stand out for readers who are tired of abstract planning exercises and want a grounded perspective shaped by competitive intelligence and professional experience. Because available public information about the book is limited, it is best approached as a concise, applied guide rather than a comprehensive textbook. Its value lies in sharpening how readers frame decisions, not in offering a rigid formula for every situation. If you would like to support Jay Nakagawa, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.